Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's program, we'll be listening to the American comedian, the pianist, the singer-songwriter, Biff Rose. You've never heard of Biff Rose. I bet you've never heard of Biff Rose. It's kind of unusual that I know who he is. You know, I've enjoyed doing my recent shows. I don't know if you've listened the past couple of weeks, but a couple of weeks ago I did a special about Paul McCartney's newest album called Kisses on the Bottom. And it was really fascinating for me because one of the things about singer-songwriters that's just so inspiring is how they develop their craft, what their influences are. And Paul McCartney said, you know, that when he was growing up as a kid, he was born in 1940, that he would hear his father play the piano and his family would get together. And they would sing a lot of songs. And apparently, they were singing songs from American musicals, from the American stage, from the American Broadway composers of the first part of the 20th century. And Paul McCartney did this album where he records songs by Harold Arlen, by Frank Lesser, by Irving Berlin. It's a remarkable album. And it really, it was fascinating how Paul McCartney talked about how when he and John Lennon started writing songs together, that a lot of the way that Paul McCartney crafted his songs was influenced by the music that he had heard his father play when he grew up. And you know, it's interesting because we talk a lot in modern popular rock and folk rock music about the influence of what we call roots music, you know, the R&B and the blues coming out of America. And you don't often consider the influence of a different, older type of pre-World War II music. And it made me think of Biff Rose, who I hadn't thought of in years. The last time I listened to Biff Rose's music was when I was listening to the first couple of albums that he released that I bought back in 1968. In 1969. The album was called The Thorn in Mrs. Rose's Side, and his second album was called The Children of Light. And we're about to listen to a couple of medleys from songs from both of those albums. But it's interesting because Biff Rose is probably the oldest singer-songwriter that I've featured on my program. Actually, Leonard Cohen was born in 1934, so he's probably the oldest songwriter. Most of the songwriters, the Beatles and David Crosby, Stills and Nash, and Joni, and all the people, James Taylor, they were all born in 1944, right in that time frame. Well, Biff Rose was born in 1937. In just those few years, he must have grown up hearing a type of music because when he plays the piano and sings, it's so reminiscent of the American songbook, and yet there's something very 1960s rock and roll about it. You know, 1968 was the same year that Harry Nilsson released his debut album, Aerial Ballet. Van Dyke Parks released his song cycle album, and Randy Newman that same year did his album debut. Well, Biff Rose started playing the banjo when he started playing music. He was born in New Orleans in 1937, and he starts out playing the banjo when he releases an album in 1963, Banjo and Ballyhoo. And apparently he gets an article in Time magazine. He gets a whole article about Biff Rose in 1965. So in 1966, he moves out to Hollywood, and he starts as a comedy sketch writer with George Carlin for a whole bunch of TV variety shows, the Mort Zahl Show. He starts writing songs again. And after he releases his first couple of albums in 66 and 69, he becomes a very big mainstream TV comedian. He's on Johnny Carson's The Tonight Show maybe 10 times from 1968 through 1970. He was on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. He was on American Bandstand. He was on Hugh Hefner's Playboy After Dark. He emceed the Atlantic City Pop Festival in 1969. He was a replacement for Joni Mitchell. Joni Mitchell was razzed. She left the stage crying because the audience had been so cold to her. So Biff Rose stepped out and became the MC. And this was like 2 weeks before Woodstock. So Biff Rose was very at the center of a lot of musical activities. And yet, we don't hear his music today. So let's listen to a little bit from Biff Rose's two early albums, The Thorn in Mrs. Rose's Side and Children of Light. Let's start off with a medley of a song that he is actually, he plays the piano and all this stuff. This song is called Ain't No Great Day. And Van Dyke Parks is playing the Moog synthesizer. And this is one of the earliest recordings using a Moog synthesizer. And I hope you appreciate the comedy of Biff Rose, the spontaneity of his singing, and the sincerity of his music. Ain't No Great Day, followed by Sun in Moon, Biff Rose.
Well, there ain't no great day coming tomorrow, 'cause it's here today. Even if everything is going wrong and your worlds are falling away, let them go their way. Don't blame the world that you see, and don't blame me. Don't hold on to pain and sorrow, for there's no tomorrow. Don't you realize? When tiny little things start bringing you down, your life's in a mess. Remember, love is on its way, and just do your best. Don't blame the things that you see, and don't blame me. Don't hold on to pain and sorrow, for there's no tomorrow. Great day coming tomorrow, 'cause it's here today. Even if everything is going wrong and your worlds are falling away, let them go their way. Don't blame the world that you see, and don't blame me. Don't hold on to pain and sorrow, for there's no shadow.
side of womb carrying. A child is born. Yes, I knew it all along. Yes, I did. I knew that I must hurt you. Throw away my sunny virtue and really hurt you. In the sky, the sun and moon carry on this love affair. When the earth but steps aside and sees the full moon rise, reflecting full of the sun, which only knows to shine.
Biff Rose. We just heard a medley of two songs by Biff Rose. Ain't No Great Day Coming Because It's Here Today. And then Sun and Moon. And I think those two songs really show you the incredible range that this man has in the subject matter that he deals with. He's a comedian, okay? And in the 60s, it was the beginning of comedy taking on a new role in our culture. There had been Lenny Bruce and stuff like that. But the idea is that comedians would make social commentary and that they would get politically involved. You know, the 60s was the era of the protest song. And you've got Phil Oakes and you've got Bob Dylan. You've got all these people writing in a very serious manner about things that are happening in society. And at the same time, you see that same type of expression being done from a satirical and comedic perspective, especially in the music of Frank Zappa and people like that, who never did become truly mainstream hits, but they contributed a lot to the commentary of the time, and Biff Rose is like that. Biff Rose was on so many TV shows, and it was at the time that stand-up comics began to have social relevance and political commentaries to make. And he's a master of that. We're about to hear another medley from his Children of Light album, which he released in 1969. And the thing, the serious protest writers, they were always anti-war, anti-government, you know. But the comedians like Zappa, like Biff Rose, they were making fun of their own people, of the hippies. They were making fun of, you know, I'm going to move out to San Francisco and join a psychedelic band. You know, that was Frank Zappa. Well, Biff Rose turns his satirical wit on his own kind in a song called The Children of Light. We're about to hear the title track from that album, The Children of Light, and then Spaced Out, I've Got You Covered. I love this man's music. There's something so refreshing about it. And it's just so beautifully composed. On the liner notes for Children of Light, on the back of the album, there's a lot of, like, one-liners, you know. And they're very funny. James Thurber, anyone? Here's a couple of them. Lightning bolts are God's racing stripes. The fuzz has been asking questions about my joint bank account. People who live in glass houses shouldn't get stoned. I have my pulse on the finger of my generation. Does the truth need a reflection to make it honest? Oh, anyway, Biff Rose. Let's listen to that title track from The Children of Light, a medley, a Children of Light, and then spaced out, I've Got You Covered. Biff Rose is singing and playing the piano on all of these songs. Biff Rose.
The children of light will be allowed to walk the planet in peace. The children of light will be permitted to talk to each other in peace. The chaos of cities will bring down the tyrants. Listen, vote for me, vote for me. Hear them speak. The force of deception has uneven rhythms. Listen to the man who's afraid. The man who's afraid will have all kinds of answers. We need more law and order, more law and order to problems within his own head. The threat from the outside is now and forever a lie. And the children of light will be given a means of escape from a world wrapped in flame. The children of light know each other. Truth is always the same. Are you a child of the light? Are we children of light? Just ask and receive. Yourself, you must ask. The children of light will be permitted to look through each other's eyes. To write right now. And so I'll have to sing about butterflies and cabbages. Images that linger a while in the beauty of forgetfulness. Life's such a funny mess. Got drunk last night, got in a fight. It was based on politics. All about George Wallace, who, or was it really me and you who tried to be lovers through 13 drafts of ale? Moon, June, spoon, croon, ale, eel, I'll owe you an apology. Tomorrow morning, wasn't it a trip? You said I'm retarded, even though I think I'm hip. Hip, hooray for America. Through Purple Mountain's mist, I always knew the angels somehow saved me from your fist. So how can I lose? Goodbye, pot. Hello, boo. You're always talking about what you're doing, who you're seeing and who you're screwing. Comes out subtle and it comes out soft. You're always on, but your on is off, boy. I've seen through all your schemes, poor boy. You're just a bag of empty dreams, oh boy. I've been nasty, you've been kind, you've sold your soul, but I still got mine. And I got you covered, I got you covered, I got you covered, I got you covered, la 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 la. You talk about love to everyone, but you plot the way it will be done. When it comes right down to being wise, you're the first young man to compromise. And I'm looking in your brain, poor boy. I'm just like you, I know the pain, oh boy. But I've chewed you up a long time ago. Believe me, boy, you helped me grow. Now I got you covered, I got you covered, I got you covered. If consciousness is like the ocean, I'm just a trickling stream, always in motion. I strain my images to glimpse the truth. When I look at me, I look at you. Still learning where it's at, poor boy. Looking twice at the Cadillac, oh boy. But I've climbed the mountaintop, I've played the routine games and stopped. I got me covered, I got me covered, I got me covered. I'm too spaced out to think right now, so I'll sing about butterflies and cabbages and images that linger a while in the beauty of forget-me-not. Really all I've got.
Biff Rose. We just heard a medley from his Children of Light album that was released in 1969. Children of Light and then Spaced Out, I've Got You Covered. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So the American Biff Rose, you know, he was born in New Orleans, but he did spend a significant time out in California. I lived in San Francisco for a while. It's kind of interesting because right after he released those albums, apparently David Bowie became very captivated with Biff Rose, and he actually covered one of Biff's songs on his 1971 album called Hunky Dory. So we're going to listen to this David Bowie cover of Biff Rose's song called Fill Your Heart. This song by Biff Rose was actually originally released by Tiny Tim. You remember Tiny Tim with a high vibrato and the ukulele, who friends of the Beatles? He released a single called Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Well, the B-side of Tiny Tim's single was this Biff Rose song called Fill Your Heart. Let's listen to David Bowie's cover of this song, and you'll understand how, now that you've heard Biff Rose sing himself, you'll understand how much David is mimicking Biff Rose's singing voice in the cover of this song. This is Fill Your Heart from David Bowie's Hunky Dory 1971 album, song by Biff Rose.
Your heart with love today. Don't play the game of tag. Things that happened in the past only happened in your mind, only in your mind. Oh, forget your mind and you'll be free. Yeah. The writing's on the wall. Free, yeah. Choose. Just remember, lovers never lose, 'cause they are free of thoughts unpure and of thoughts unkind. Gentleness clears the soul, love cleans the mind and makes it free. Happening. Dragons have been bled. Gentleness is everywhere. Fear is just in your head, only in your head. Fear is in your head, only in your head. So forget your head and you'll be free. The writing's on the wall. Just remember, lovers never lose, 'cause they are free of thoughts unpure and of thoughts unkind. Gentleness clears the soul, love will clean your mind and make you a free.
David Bowie. That's a Biff Rose composition called Fill Your Heart from David Bowie's 1971 Hunky Dory album. So yes, Biff Rose, what an unusual, what an eccentric songwriter. If you like Woody Allen, you'll probably be attracted to Biff Rose's music. There's that same fragile wit. He's like the sad clown. I love Biff Rose's music. And, you know, hearing those songs that Paul McCartney recorded recently on his Kisses on the Bottom album. It really made me think of Biff Rose, and I hadn't listened to this music in so many years. And honestly, you know, it's interesting. When I started to research Biff Rose, I didn't really know what I would find. I was a little worried because, for instance, there's a songwriter named Tim Hardin, who I started to listen to at about the same time in the late 60s. And I was really curious about Tim Hardin. And when I went to research him, I found out that he had died of a heroin overdose in the 80s. That was very disturbing. And so, you know, I didn't know anything about what had happened to Biff Rose. And honestly, I was a little concerned. And I was so relieved to find out that he's alive and he's kicking and he's still down in New Orleans. And in fact, in 2005, in the UK, there was a kind of a revival of interest in these early recordings, and they reissued both of these albums, The Thorn and Mrs. Rose's Side and A Children of Light, have been re-released as a CD package, and they're available now. So that was in 2005 when his CD, these songs were re-released. And it's interesting because he did an interview with Kimberly Chun in the San Francisco Bay Guardian in 2005. And it turns out, you know, that he starts to revive his career and he goes out on a tour. He embarks on a tour. He's living in New Orleans, right? And he goes out on a road tour. And he goes out on tour in August of 2005, 1 week before Katrina leveled New Orleans. It was just the luck of the draw. But it was really difficult for him. And there's some interesting quotes in this interview. When Kimberly Chun got a hold of Rose on the phone, you know, he said he was, you know, it was really just lucky that he was out of harm's way because he lives about 1,000 yards from one of the levees and he hadn't been able to get through to anybody. And you know, he's talking about the suffering he's feeling about New Orleans, and he says, "Oh, you're hurting me. I'm watching it die. I'm watching it die. I can make jokes about it. I pretty much have to. I don't know what to do. I feel like a butterfly, and I've emerged from a cocoon and make jokes like I got a helicopter to fly me in and lower me onto my roof. All I have are scumbag friends, hookers and dope heads. San Francisco and New Orleans, it's the sale of two titties, I say." That's a reference to this, the Tale of Two Cities. "It's a tale of two cities, titties, I say, because they're both feminine cities. San Francisco is the boomtown princess. Everybody's rich. New Orleans is the old dowager queen. No matter her poverty, she still wants her daughter to be the queen of Mardi Gras." So he's feisty. And when in this interview with the San Francisco Bay Guardian, she asked him, you know, "Well, why get back on the road now?" And here's what Biff Rose said. He said, "Everyone else is dead. Lenny Bruce and Lord Buckley. Just the way of expressing freely on stage and inventing. I was at the Hungry Eye in August of 1965, and there was so much action because acid was just kicking in. David Geffen was my agent, just brand new out of the mailroom at William Morris. And I'd let him stay at my place on Stanion Street. And he said, 'Biff, teach me to smoke weed.' And I said, 'Suck, David, suck.' And he really did. He did a great job. He waited until the early 90s to come out. It's a true story. San Francisco's claim to glory. So that's some recent quotes from Biff Rose, who's alive and kicking. And I was thrilled to find out that he has just released a new album in July of 2011, actually. He released a follow-up to his debut. His debut album in 68 was called The Thorn and Mrs. Rose's Side. And he's just released a CD called Thorn 2. And he recorded this with a man named Jesse Gallagher in Boston, Massachusetts. And it turns out that Gallagher invited him up to the Cambridge area to do a couple of concerts. And then they got along so well, he said, you know, let's do an album. So apparently Biff Rose is staying with Jesse Gallagher. And here's a quote from Jesse Gallagher. He's, quote, "He slept on my couch for months." All summer long, Biff Rose, who's now 73 years old, lived in his producer's third floor walk-up, writing and recording The Thorn 2, the sequel to his debut album. And it's interesting because he does a song that he did on his first album called Mama's Boy, except he updates it. So we're about to listen to the most recent recordings that Biff Rose has done. On this song, Mama's Boy, there's a line in there about Michelle Obama. I'd like to make her part of my fine-ass committee. Maybe you can hear a red fox singing that line or something. So let's hear two songs from Biff Rose's Thorn 2, just released. First, we'll hear Mama's Boy, and then we'll hear Home is Just as Good as Any Place. Biff Rose.
When I was a little boy living down in the South, Mama told me never to open my mouth. Mama told me, Mama scold me. I was just a little boy about 9 or 10. Mama had a lot of influence then. She told me, Mama told me when to go out and play. She even told me what to do and what to say. Well, she even had authority from above. She even told me who to love. I took a little trip to Ohio. But Mama scold me. She said them Negroes, they done us wrong. Mama's singing the same old song. She scold me. Mama says times is changing fast, but she's gonna hold out to the last. Same day. Her sister's name is Rachel. They got the same last name. Attention! I say my girlfriend name is Rochelle and her sister's name is Rachel. They got the same last name. Attention! Don't tell my girlfriend Rochelle what her sister already know. She'll be mad at me for mounting racial tension. Obama says we're society. I say, who we? Roosevelt left me, voted for you. I'm taking Michelle Mabel. Give her all my money, make her head of my fine-ass committee. Cause Bobby Dylan dumped on Joni Baez, so Alicia Keys dumped on Bobby Dylan. In the Rolling Stone, page 23, if you read between the lines in the manner of speaking, she said, you boys come in here with your matchstick dicks and accuse us black chicks of having loose pussy.
when you're alone. Love is just another alibi for having a home.
The milkman says that I've been losing too much sleep. He doesn't like the hours I keep, and he suggests that you should marry me. My very good friend, the mailman, says that it would make his burden less if we both had the same address, and he suggests that you should marry me. Then there's a very friendly fellow who prints all the latest real estate news, and every day he sends me blueprints of cottages with country views. All my very good friends, the neighbors say.
We're listening to a little bit of Paul McCartney's newest album, Kisses on the Bottom. This is My Very Good Friend the Milkman. And I just wanted to play a little bit of that to show the similarities between today's program about Biff Rose, the American singer-songwriter, and some of the music that inspired Paul McCartney as a young man. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thank you so much.
Then there's a very friendly fellow who